English 2021.
Part 3. In Part 3, you will hear an interview. Interview. Knight Rider.
Our guest in the studio today is Sunny, a 55-year-old Nigerian who has spent almost 21 years riding London buses at night. Good morning, Sunny.
Good morning.
Sunny, tell us, please, why have you spent so much time aboard London buses?
I came to Britain in 1998. In my home country, Nigeria, I was a political prisoner because I had campaigned for democracy. I had been given the death sentence, but my family and my friends helped me to escape to the UK. However, when I arrived in London, I wasn't allowed to stay.
What did you do?
I couldn't go back to Nigeria, so I became an illegal immigrant. And that is why I was homeless for over 20 years.
But why did you spend the nights on buses? Why didn't you go to a centre for homeless people?
I discovered that the London night buses were safer and warmer than the streets, and the centres were often overcrowded.
So you took to the buses. Tell us how you did it, Sunny.
At no later than 9 p.m, I would get on the first of three or four buses and travel through the night. I soon discovered which buses were the best for a good rest.
You make it sound so easy, but sleeping on different buses at night, every night, must be very challenging.
It is, but I soon worked out that the best place to sleep was downstairs at the back of the bus. Most families stay downstairs on a double-decker bus, and there is less trouble near the bus driver. It is still not easy to sleep, though. The constant movement of the bus, the neon lights, the noisy travellers and the humming sound of the engine all make sleeping quite difficult.
And you did this for 20 years. Now you're allowed to stay in Britain. What changed?
Well, as a rule, after living in the UK continuously for 20 years, you have the right to stay. The problem was that I didn't have any proof that I had lived in the UK for over 20 years. There was no record of me living anywhere.
What did you do?
I asked one of the friendliest bus drivers to write a letter of support for me, and the church where I had volunteered over the years also helped me. They found some old photos which showed me at some charity events.
Ah, so then you could prove that you had been in the UK for 20 years.
That's correct, and I now have the right to a home, and I'm allowed to work in the UK. I live in a flat in the south of London. I have been very lucky.
Sunny, thank you for sharing your story with us today.